This number is using RoboKiller to screen their calls. Please say your name and the purpose of your call, and I'll try to connect you.
Ayana, customer support.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hello, this is Ayana from customer support returning your call.
Yes, I have, I received a charge on my bank account for $92.90 that I didn't authorize that I wanted to get removed, please.
Okay, ma'am, could you provide me with the zip code, please?
Yes, it's 89128.
89218?
No, 89128.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Marlene Stewart.
Ms. Stewart, can you verify a shipping address for me, please?
Yes, it's 7637 Tortola Bay Lane, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128.
Okay, hold for just a second.
Thank you.
Thank you for holding, Ms. Stewart. I do see here that you have our Keto Ascend as well as the Keto Ascend Cleanse. These are dietary supplements that will help aid with weight loss as well as speeding up your metabolism. It looks as if you started a 14-day free trial on December 27th in which you paid shipping and handling for in the amount of $14.15. And it was stated in our terms and conditions that you had 14 days to call and give notice of cancellation. And if you failed to do so, then you would be billed the full price of that product, Ms. Stewart.
Oh, I didn't know anything about that. I just saw that it was if I paid shipping and handling, I could try the product for free, and I don't want to continue it. To my knowledge, I saw nothing that said anything about being charged $92.90, or I never would have made the purchase to begin with for the shipping and handling.
Yes, ma'am. It was stated in our terms and conditions. What I can go ahead and do for you today is apply a 35% discount for all future orders for you, so you never have to pay full price again.
No, I don't want it. I want my money back. If it was in there, it was hidden, and it was not stated. It said the product was free, and all you had to pay was shipping. And that's what I signed to do, and that's what I authorized to do. I do not want it. Nothing said I was going to be charged $92.90. I want my money back.
Ma'am, well, unfortunately, I cannot tamper with the charge due to the fact that you did agree to those terms and conditions, ma'am.
I did not agree to those terms. I did not agree. I agreed to pay for shipping and handling for a free trial. That's all I agreed to. I did not agree to anything else.
Ma'am, I can provide you with the website that has our terms and conditions clearly stated. Any order cannot go through without the terms and conditions being agreed to, ma'am.
I don't know if this was something really tiny at the bottom that was not, there was nothing that said that you will be paying $92. Nothing that I agreed to said that. I do not want the product. I want the money. It said that it was free. I paid for the shipping. I do not want the product. I want my money returned.
Ma'am, as I stated previously, I cannot tamper with the charge due to the fact that you did agree to the terms and conditions. I can provide you with the website that has the terms and conditions stated if you would like for me to.
This is fraud. This is totally fraud.
Ma'am, it's clearly stated on our website.
There was nothing that said that I was going to be charged money except
Okay, ma'am. Well, since you refuse to receive the website, I'll just read the terms and conditions aloud to you. They do say I agree to the terms and conditions to be billed $670 now for shipping and handling. If I don't cancel within 14 days of starting the trial, I will be billed the full amount of $92.90. I will be billed $92.90 plus $670 for a new 30-day supply for each month until I cancel. And it also lists our number so that you can call to cancel, ma'am.
I saw nothing. Nothing. It was not. I would not have signed it. I would not have agreed to it if that was the terms. I saw nothing like that. I want my money returned.
As I stated previously, I cannot tamper with the charge because you did.
I will talk to your. Let me talk to your supervisor.
And we offer the same protocol here.
This is totally fraud.
As I stated previously, we all follow the same protocol here, ma'am.
This is a total fraud. Why are you making, in tiny print you put something?
Ma'am, it's not in tiny print. I tried to provide you with the website so that you could see that for yourself.
This is a total crock. This is absolute fraud. I want my money returned. I don't have $92 to pay for a product that didn't even work. It was total crap. It did nothing. I do not want it. I want my money back.
Ma'am, as I stated previously, I cannot tamper with those charges because you did not call in to cancel within those 14 days, ma'am.
You guys are a piece of junk. You guys are, this is just crap. I want my money back. Give me back my money. You stole my money. I did not offer.
Ma'am, no one stole your money. You agreed to terms and conditions, ma'am.
Okay, so what am I paying for this $92? The first bottle were.
That's the full price of that product, ma'am.
Okay, but it said that it was free. I only had to pay shipping and handling. I already paid the shipping and handling. And now you're.
Well, ma'am, let me reread the terms and conditions to you. Maybe you misunderstood. It says I agree to be billed $670 now for excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me. I'm trying to help you, but I cannot help you if we are always talking each other, ma'am.
What I read was that the product was free if I paid shipping and handling. I paid.
And it was free if you paid shipping and handling and cancel within those 14 days, ma'am. That's what's stated in our terms and conditions, and that's what you agreed to, ma'am.
Then you need to go back and post-date it to the date that you can do it, because this is crap. I did not authorize this. I didn't even see it until my...
Ma'am, you authorized it once you agreed to the terms and conditions.
No, I never would have agreed to that. You need to give me back my money now.
As I stated previously, I cannot tamper with the charges, ma'am.
That's crap. Where's your supervisor?
We all follow the same protocol here. If you would like to still speak to a supervisor, I can gladly get you transferred. We do have a boss. And as I stated previously, we all follow the same protocol. If you would still like to speak to one of our supervisors, I can get
you
transferred.
It doesn't matter because it's not, this is all fraud. It's all fraud. You sneak something in so we don't see it.
Ms. Stewart, as I stated previously, it is plainly put on our website. I tried to provide you with the website so that you could see it yourself. It is.